Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is brought to you by the Boy Scouts of America. Everyone knows that Girl Scouts sell cookies, but did you know that the Boy Scouts have been selling popcorn for decades? You can order online and have it shipped directly to you. If you're not that fond of popcorn, there's an option where you can donate popcorn for the men and women fighting to keep us free. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Again, that's otrwesterns.com. .com/popcorn. And as a special side deal, what I'm going to do is anyone who places an order on otrwesterns.com/popcorn gets 1 month free of the member section on our site. All you have to do is send me your order number and you get 1 month free. Again, for more information, go to otrwesterns.com/popcorn. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is June 12th, 1939, and the title is Amos Todd's Ring. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. In the early days of the western United States, outlaws roamed the range country. The ranchers on the smaller spreads found it hard to protect themselves until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for justice. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, he fought crime and criminals through the length and breadth of seven states and in time brought law and order to the lawless frontier. Return with us now those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come along, Silver! We're on the trail of outlaws! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
It lacked but a few seconds of 3 a.m. Amos Todd, an elderly retired rancher, and his wife, Grace, were sleeping soundly. All was quiet save for the ticking of the clock that stood in the corner. The seconds passed, and it chimed the hour softly. The familiar sound did not disturb the sleepers,
And almost immediately afterward, there came the shrill whine of an opening door.
Amos. Mm-hmm. Wake up, Amos. Mm-hmm. What was that?
What?
Listen. Did you hear it?
Who's there? Who's there, I said? The door open. Hey! Grace, get a lamp going. There was somebody in here just now.
Just a second.
Yeah. There they go.
Look, Amos, you're dead.
Well, I'll be...
Is it gone?
I put it right here, right in this left-hand pigeonhole. Honey, they got it.
Oh, no, Amos, no.
It ain't here.
But that didn't mean...
That means if we don't get it back, we're ruined. Honey, find my boots. Get my guns from the shelf. I'm trailing them thieves.
The old man roped and saddled a horse and set off in pursuit. In spite of his age, his eyes were still keen, and in the bright light of the moon, he read the trail unerringly. It led him south, then west, and finally into a deep gully that had been furrowed at the base of a hill. Not far ahead, he saw the glow of a campfire.
There they are, old fella. Get up. Get along. I'll teach them thieving snakes. Get up. I can see them sitting by the campfire. I'll fix them. You polecats, elevate your hands. Oh, boy. Whoa.
Who is blazing?
It's me, that's who it is. Thought you'd give me the slip, huh? Well, I ain't so old that I can't show you fellas a few tricks.
Hey, the old galoot we robbed, he followed us.
Well, I said elevate your hands.
Now, wait a
minute. Go on. I just as soon pull this trigger as not. You'd better reach or get drilled.
Why, you old...
Shucks, Michaels, there ain't nothing to do but like he says.
I don't...
Sure. Just raise your hand, see? Like this.
Hey!
Hold him. Give me a hand.
Bless you. You haven't hit my arm, I'd have drilled you. I ain't afeard of you. Just let me loose and stand up to me is all I ask.
Crazy. He just don't know and he's beat.
You hang on to him till I get my rope.
Yeah. Give me back that ring you stole. Give it back. You can't take that away from me.
We did it, didn't we? Oh, doggone you. Quit trying to get away.
Thieves, skunks. I'll fix you.
Hurry up with that rope. This varmint's a handful.
I'm coming.
You wouldn't think to look at him that he put up such a fight, would you?
He won't be fighting no longer.
Just give me a fair chance at you, that's all. I ain't so old that I can't make a couple of sneaking sidewinders like you two.
Hold his arms behind him while I tie him tight.
Go ahead.
Let me go, Eddie. Go, you can't do this.
Getting it?
Let me go. Hold him.
Ouch!
Kick me again, Blast, and I'll knock your fool head off.
Get his feet next.
Just you hang on.
That ring, it ain't even mine. I sold it. I gotta have it back.
Keep on talking, mister, and we'll gag you. There. That'll hold him.
What'll we do now?
Vamoose.
But how about this fella?
Just leave him lay. He asked for this. If he gets loose or somebody finds him, good enough. And if he don't, why, that suits me, too. Come on, let's get to the horse.
You can't leave me here like this. Untie me. I come back here.
Goodbye, mister.
Maybe we won't be seeing you again. And if you do get free, the next time maybe you won't be so all fired anxious to get in our trail.
Hey, mister, we're leaving. From now on, there won't be nothing but wolves and coyotes to hear you. Get up. Get up there.
All through the night, Amos struggled helplessly against his bonds, but without success. At dawn, he paused to regain his strength, but soon redoubled his efforts. There was no way for him to know that even then, a tall, masked man mounted on a powerful white horse and an Indian who rode a paint were approaching the spot where he lay, and...
I'm afraid I was mistaken, Tonto.
What's the matter?
I said no one would choose this gully ahead of us for a camp. Look, there are signs left by at least three horses leading into it.
And them here, not long ago.
I wonder why anybody would head this way.
Me not know.
No cattle are grazed here. There's nothing but barren hills and badlands beyond.
That right.
But for that very reason, this spot might be chosen by outlaws. Come on, old boy.
There, horse.
Right, Tonto.
Him got saddle.
I don't see his owner.
Maybe him still sleep.
He could have unsaddled before resting. But I doubt that anyone would be sleeping here with the sun as high as it is.
Uh-huh.
Wait. Up ahead there. On the ground. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
He's tied.
Uh-huh. Him, old fella.
Hi, stranger.
Hi there. Get me loose of these vapors.
Oh, fella. Oh, oh Silver.
Scout.
Oh, oh
Scout.
I never was so glad to see two fellas in all my life.
Your knife, Tonto.
Here, knife.
All right, friend. Lie still. I'll soon have these ropes off you.
Help you up. Oh, I'm so doggone stiff and sore.
Who did this to you?
I wish to heavens I knew. I'd recognize them if I seen them again. But as for their names... Why, Thunder, that's right. I did hear their names. I heard one of them call his buddy Shea and the other Michaels.
Shea and Michaels?
Oh, them plenty bad feller.
Two fellas we wanted to meet for quite a while, Tonto. How long have you been here?
For 3 or 4 hours, anyhow.
Where do you live?
North and east of here on the Iron River Trail. You likely know the place.
You must be Amos Todd.
Oh, that's my handle. You ain't told me what yours... Oh, excuse it, stranger. I didn't mean to ask nothing. I should have known better than to start prying into the affairs of a masked man.
What was the trouble between you and those two fellas?
They robbed me.
Yes?
And if I don't get back what they stole before noon today, then I'm just as good as ruined.
They stole cash?
Nope, a ring. And it didn't even belong to me.
I don't understand. But it was just a ring and wasn't actually yours.
That's just it. If it was mine, it wouldn't have mattered.
No?
You see, stranger, that was a ring I didn't figure to be worth anything special till just a couple of months ago. It had been in our family for so long, nobody recollected where it come from.
I see.
Then Judge Stone happened to get sight of it one day and claimed to have read something somewheres about a ring just like it. Well, to make it short, he investigated. Found out it was one of a pair that had belonged to some of them high muckety mucks over in Europe a couple hundred years ago and was worth a sight of cash.
Go on.
We dickered for a while, and finally he offered me $5,000 for it, which same I said I'd take. Then day afore yesterday, he give me the cash on his way to the stage at Iron River and said he'd pick up the ring on his way back. Now he owns the ring, but it's gone.
Well, you can always return the money.
But I can't. That's the trouble. I sent it right away east to my brother. That's the only reason I sold. He needed the cash to save his business, and just as soon as he gets it, it'll be gone again.
In other words, the ring's gone and the money's gone. And you have no way to get them back. Is that right?
It is.
Judd Stone is calling for the ring this afternoon?
Just so. And when he finds out I can't deliver, well, that old skinflint will bust me to get even.
Get his horse, Tonto.
I don't suppose there's any chance of trailing them crooks now. After me finding them once, they'll be careful next time.
Don't worry about it.
That's easy to say, but how can I help it?
Can you make it home all right?
Sure thing.
Then do as I say. Go home and don't worry.
I'm going home, stranger. But as for worrying, well, I reckon I'll be beating all records. Eat up. Eat up there.
What to do?
Tonto, I think it's about time that Michaels and Shea were taught a lesson.
That's right.
You're going to try and follow their trail.
Tonto, do that.
If you find them, signal me.
Here,
Silver.
Here, Scout.
I'll stay here. I want to be on hand in case Judd Stone makes trouble. Yep. And if you want to get in touch with me without signaling, I'll be at the camp we made last night. Come on,
Get him up, Scout.
The stage arrived in Iron River on time. And an hour later, Judge Stone reined in his horse in front of the Todd Ranch house. The judge was short and fat, and he climbed from the saddle with difficulty.
Better get in your buggy. Never did like riding anyhow. I wonder where they are.
Oh, howdy, Judge. Glad to see you. Step right in.
That's what I intended to do. Afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Judge.
You're looking pale. Ought to get out in the sun more. Getting more fresh air. Do you good.
Yes.
Sit down. Take this chair here.
No need to sit, I reckon. If you'll just get me that ring, I'll be going on home.
Amos,
now that the bargain's been made, I don't mind admitting I fooled you good.
You did?
I gave you $5,000.
I know. And that's something I wanted to speak to you about.
No use trying to back out of the bargain now. You got the cash. All I'm waiting for is a ring. Who told you it was worth $10,000?
$10,000? That old ring?
The way you folks are acting, I thought you knew. Yep, that's what it's worth. Belonged to a king one time. That's what I did. It's something one of them fool collectors back east would give his eye teeth to have. Yes, sir, I sure fooled you good.
And, Judge, I reckon I got a surprise for you. Last night... you tell him, honey. I just can't.
Like Amos was saying, Judge, last night, that is... Amos, don't be such a coward. You tell him.
I...
Can't you folks talk straight? What's this here surprise?
Maybe...
Perhaps this is it.
Hey, who is that man?
Look, you. Why, you're the masked man I met this morning.
Quiet, Amos. We're riding, Judge.
So, what's the meaning of this, sir?
You'll learn that later.
But don't you...
Let's go.
Hey, you can't do that, stranger.
Amos, you may be glad I did.
Wait.
Let go of my arm. I'm Judge Stone, sir. You're forgetting the dignity of the court.
Here, Silver. Your court's not in session. This time, I'm holding a court of my own, Judge. Get mounted.
But see here...
Get mounted.
I am.
Yep. Follow me. Come on, Silver.
Come on.
Silver, away!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. Forcing the judge to accompany him, the Lone Ranger headed for the place where he and Tonto had made camp the night before. There he reined to a halt.
This is outrageous, sir, outrageous. You'll pay for this, I assure you.
Out of the saddle.
But I...
Dismount.
An outrage, that's what it is. My dignity...
will have to be forgotten.
What are you going to do with me?
You look as though you need exercise.
Mind up all.
You're going to get it by walking back.
Horse thief.
Your mount will be returned.
I'll remember you, sir. If you ever come before my base...
I'll try not to.
Why, the nearest place to here is a tired place.
I know.
But that's almost 6 hours' walk.
Yes.
Well, it'll kill me. I'm not a young man any longer, are you?
It won't hurt you in the slightest.
I'll see the sheriff, the United States Marshal. I'll have the law on you. Show you that... What are you looking at? That smoke. Injuns.
No.
It is. It's Injuns on the warpath. Apaches. I'll be scalped. Stranger, you can't make me walk when there's a war party near.
It's an Indian.
Just what I said.
But an Indian who's a friend of mine. Here, Silver.
You aren't going to leave me here alone, are you?
There's nothing to fear. That smoke signal's for me.
But don't you say...
I'm taking your mount with me. You can start walking now.
Oh, now listen.
Come on, Silver.
Now hold on.
Silver, away!
Smoke in the distance, a signal from Tonto. The masked man spoke a command to Silver, and the great white stallion went thundering across the plains toward the point where the smoke rose in a thick black column.
To that hill now, Silver, old fellow! Come on, boy! Hurry!
Tonto was standing on the crest of the hill, and when he saw the Lone Ranger approach, he began to put out the fire.
Oh, fella. Oh, Silver. Oh. You found found them, Kemosabe?
Not far.
Good. Fire out.
It not burn now.
They saw the smoke, too. It may frighten them away.
Them not leave.
How do you know?
Look. There.
That canyon?
It blind canyon.
Oh.
Them come out. Me see them.
They might not have been able to see the smoke here. That's where they've been camped. If they did see it, they likely thought it had nothing to do with them. I'm going to get that ring back, Tonto. Alone.
Tonto, help.
No. I don't want them to think anyone's with me.
Why that?
I'm not going to take them prisoner. We let their own greed jail them.
Oh.
In the meantime, Kemosabe, I want you to ride to town.
How to do that?
Then call your horse.
Jay and Michaels, believing themselves safe, had made their camp in a canyon not far from the Todd Ranch.
This ain't a bad place to stay for a couple of days till the law gets through hunting for us, Michaels.
And that's what I chose it for.
Hand over that box with the ring in it. Want to take another look at it?
Yeah. Here you are.
Thanks. I thought this box was locked.
I had to bust the lock to open it.
Oh. Doggone, I'll be blasted if I'd give much cash for this thing.
Others will.
Don't look to be worth $5.
No, but I heard the judge talking about it in town. Seems like it's worth a plenty. The only thing is... it ain't going to be so easy for us to sell it. Ain't just anybody to want a thing like that.
I'll get rid of it.
Yeah?
Logan over to San Antone. He'd know about a thing like this. He'll sell it for us, too.
We'll head for San Antone, then, just as soon as we can figure it's safe.
Then we'll...
Hey, hold it.
Huh?
Look down there, toward the mouth of the canyon. See that horse?
Say, that's a beauty, ain't it?
And it's saddled.
But what...
Which same means there's somebody around here.
It doesn't have to. The horse might have been put out to picket during the night and broke loose.
I'd give a heap to know where the fella that owns it is.
I can tell you.
What? Mask!
I'll take that box.
Why,
don't
you...
slap, brother.
That drawer!
Now hand over the box.
You can go.
Oh, say, hold it. What this fella...
Blasted fool.
Look at that horse. This fella's mask. The way he drew them six guns of his. Don't you savvy who this fella is?
A blasted crook, that's what.
Crook nothing. The Lone Ranger.
The Leaping Lizard.
I'm waiting.
Yeah. Here you are, mister.
Thanks.
What'd you leave your horse over there for?
Well, I could get part way in here without being seen. And to get the rest of the way, your attention had to be on something else. I waited for you to notice Silver. When you did, I reached your camp.
Silver! Here, old fellow.
And you said this place was safe, Michaels.
Gosh, I thought it was.
It would have been if Tonto hadn't trailed you. Come on, boy.
The engine part of yours I've heard about?
Right. Yep.
This is the first time I ever heard of you turning crooked, mister.
I'm not keeping this ring.
No?
It's going back to Amos Todd, where it belongs. Come on, Silver.
I'll fix that fella.
Put that gun down.
But look at the target he makes.
If you didn't hit him dead center, he'd clean up the both of us.
It'd be worth the chance.
I got a better idea.
Yeah?
We can't let the chance to make at least 5,000 go a-kiting like this.
You don't think I like it, do you?
Then come on. We'll get to our horses.
Wait! We can't catch that fella.
Don't have to.
But I tell you...
You heard him say he was going back to Todd's place, didn't you?
Yeah.
And if he said it, he meant it. Well, we'll just follow after. He won't be expecting us. And maybe he'll find out he wasn't so doggone slick after all. Come on, let's go.
The masked man halted in front of Amos Todd's ranch house, dismounted and rapped on the door.
I seen you coming here, stranger. Say, what in blazes have you done with the judge?
Close the door.
Stranger, Amos told me how you helped him out this morning. But land sakes, what you done to the judge when he was here is going to have him so mad he won't be fit to be around.
What would have happened if he had learned you didn't have the ring you sold him?
You mean that's why you took him out of here? Just so he couldn't find out it had been lost?
I did.
But he's bound to find it out sometime anyhow.
Yes, and...
One moment. It won't be long until the judge gets back.
Where is he?
I left him afoot some distance from here. He'll have to walk back. And it should take him about another hour to get here.
Oh, won't he be mad, though?
We'll have other visitors before him, however.
Huh? Other visitors?
The men who stole the ring from you.
No. But why would they come back?
To recover the ring.
I don't savvy.
I took it from them. Here. It's in this box.
You got it back.
I did.
Gosh, mister, I don't know how to thank you.
Tonto deserves the credit.
But if them crooks are coming back, let's hide it. Quick, we'll put
it's
in...
It's safe.
But...
Here, I'll put the box on this table.
But if the ring's in there, they'll find it. Right? It's them.
Didn't think we had the nerve to come back again, did you, mister? Well, we did. Now, hoist your hands.
No.
You have
me covered. You might get in one shot before I drew. You wouldn't get in a second, however. Fire and see what happens.
You're the fire. There's no use forcing him to a showdown, Michaels. There's the box. He can't stop us from taking that. Let's get it and clear out.
Don't make no move for them irons, mister.
I won't, unless I'm forced to.
Grab the box.
You won't find the ring in it.
Huh?
Look for yourself.
You bet I will.
Say, it ain't here.
Then he's hit it.
Mister, you said...
Wait, Davis.
All right. Everybody stand just where you are. We're going to find that ring if we have to turn this place upside down.
For almost an hour, the two outlaws searched for the ring. The ranch house was small, and there were a few places where it could have been hidden. Nothing came of their efforts. Then...
It just ain't here.
You sure it ain't on the mask, fella?
Blast it, I was watching while this old geezer went through his pockets, wasn't I? If he tried to put something over on me, I'd have noted.
Search him yourself.
Your search is finished.
Yeah? Well, that's just what you say. Go ahead and try to draw if you want to. You'll wish you hadn't.
Before you search...
Don't let him talk you out of it, Michaels.
I said before you search, look behind you.
Huh?
What? Sheriff!
Drop them guns, you two.
What brought you here?
The engine.
I sent Tonto after him. I kept you hunting for the ring just to keep you here until the law had a chance to arrive.
Now, that'll fix him. You hid the ring someplace before you got here, huh?
I didn't.
Then it's on you. It must be.
And it isn't on me, either.
By thunder, you're either lying or...
Or what?
Or trying to steal it for yourself. You say it ain't hid outside and it ain't on you. Well, we no blame sure it ain't nowhere in the house. Sheriff, if you jail us, you gotta jail this fella, too.
I don't know. Where is this here ring, stranger?
In the house?
He's lying. It can't be.
He's trying to steal it, that's what. He ain't no better than we are.
I heard what you said.
What? Oh,
the ring's gone, and I paid for it, Amos. I want that money back.
Gosh, Judge.
Come, Tonto.
Hey, don't try to get away.
Amos, when I came here, I said the ring was in that box.
I knew you did, but we all looked inside, and it ain't there.
Look under the lid, and I think you'll find it.
Well, get out of my way. I'm looking at... Well, I'll be hogtied. Look at here.
So that's why these crooks couldn't find it, huh?
See? Before he come here, the mask feller put something on the inside of the lid that the ring would stick to.
Heavens to Betsy.
You don't look inside a lid for something in a box. These fellers lifted the lid off, but they never thought to look under the lid. The masked man wasn't lying at all. The ring was just where he said it was all the time.
Come on, Silver! There's adventure on the trail ahead! How, Silver, away!
Silver!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, that's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.